It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Well, good news, everybody. There's a new California when it comes to mask mandates. They call it Germany. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the use of fear and terror in COVID public policy. And also, we'll get some calls. We talk about transitioning.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Get it on the show. Get it on. Get it on. Dr. Drew's board for FESSET and addiction person specializer. What's going on?
I like that. Specializer.
Mm-hmm.
Garagos and I had fun without you. We really did. Didn't we, Gary? It was a good show. Good times.
Yeah.
Learned a lot of stuff. Always talking to him is interesting and moves my brain forward a little bit.
Yeah. I find that way.
Yeah. Which I appreciate. Even if it's something I don't like or I don't want to hear, whatever it is. I don't understand the unwillingness to be challenged. There's a lot of strange things in this world right now. That's one of them. Because you can't – how do you grow? How do you move forward without somebody saying, hey, have you thought about this? Or maybe that's wrong. Or how about defending that as opposed to, hey, you make me feel unsafe.
That's rare. It's a rare person that is competent, confident, and well – educated in the subject you're talking about who does not want some back and forth. It's a very rare person.
Well, they seem to be more common these days, to be fair, because it was never before and now it's around.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that they're confident and well-versed in whatever the subject is. And then there are the people who will just go round and around and around. You know what I mean? Like Gavin Newsom will just go around and around and around. You know, it's these check cashing places are predatory and they're going after blacks and Hispanics. And then at some point that turns into they're going after everyone and then everyone is suffering and then goes back to these groups are suffering disproportionately, but everyone is suffering. It's a weird circle. What it is. What I don't get about people who argue that way is I don't get why they don't hear themselves. You know what I mean? Like if you said you were late and then I said, there was traffic. And then you said, why didn't you call? And then I said, what do you mean? You know, and then you went, why didn't you call on your phone and say you were late? And I'd go, my phone was running low on battery.
It just keeps
and
going.
It's like, oh, why didn't you plug it in? It was plugged in. You know what I mean? Like it's a weird. I mean, it's what kids do. It's a bizarre.
Yeah. Eventually becomes the kid next door did it. The neighbor, the girl next door did it.
Yeah, it just. it does get dragged into adulthood. Which sadly, now a lot.
Very sadly. So to that point about expertise, I follow a guy named Vinay Prasad. You've heard me probably talk about it here before on Twitter. And he, for the first time, said publicly, made a statement about Trump derangement syndrome and the policies of the public health officials, particularly at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
So let me read this. I think it was all the aftermath of Donald Trump not wanting to do it, meaning masking people. Many in the organization just wanted to defy him as greatly as possible. And I thought, yeah, that about summarizes it.
Yeah.
And then I retweeted, but what I've seen is – now this is the part I want to drill into, and I think we've talked a little bit about it. But it's increasingly clear, and I'm seeing lots of documentation of this, that our federal officials had a conscious campaign of terror and fear. And they felt not only that it was appropriate, they felt it was necessary. Like this, like terrorizing people to become what we see now, masking outdoors and sheltering in place and all these crazy things, was a not just appropriate but necessary, and still think of it as appropriate and necessary to this moment, in spite of all the evidence to the fact that it, A, didn't do anything in terms of the ultimate – this is the part I don't understand. The course of the illness was the course of the pandemic. It didn't help to do anything we did. None of that worked. And the data's coming in on all the harm. And,
yes.
And people will look at the harm and go, yeah, but there were a million dead. Yeah, there were a million dead. And that came in spite of whatever you did, because it was coming.
Right.
And it came.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem was people's reaction to it, and it continues this way. So you watch the World Series and Dusty Baker's wearing gloves.
Yeah.
He's wearing surgical gloves. And then you Google it and try to figure out, why is he wearing a mask and gloves outdoors? And then the article says he had some pre-existing conditions. Oh, and then we're supposed to go, okay, that's smart. Smart to do the gloves when it's not transmitted that way.
Yeah.
So my feeling is, well, what if Dusty Baker had to walk around home plate five times every time the inning ended, and then you want, pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
You go, well, that guy's nuts.
Yeah. It's not different.
It's
the same thing.
They
same
both
phenomenon.
Don't do anything.
Yes.
All right. So the problem is in our interpretation of it. So we go, oh, okay, so he's playing it safe. No, he's not playing it safe. It makes no difference. He's a fool. And the article should reflect that.
Well, and I'm willing to give him an out and say he's a scared native and these people that know better should not have done that to him.
Yes.
And it's their fault, not his, that they've terrorized this man. Listen, I had somebody in the newsroom of a major outlet here come up to me, a reporter, and go, this was like maybe close to 2021. He goes, this is an extinction event, isn't it? They're just not telling us, right? We're the human race going extinct. And I looked at him like, you're in the newsroom in a major network. I cannot fucking believe that thought occurred to you. Not only am I not scared, there's nothing like that going on here.
Yes. Now, I will take it a step further. Then Dusty Baker and or others who engage in this nonsense, and then the news outlets that record it and report on it, they're actually pushing out misinformation.
Absolutely. They're the terror sort of conduit.
Yes.
They're the ones that really – they were the ones that upset me.
Yes. I got a lot of this during COVID. You know, put the mask on outside. No. Why not? It doesn't make sense. Well, just do it. Just do it what? And then what does that convey? And then aren't we scaring our kids?
Yes.
That's what it's not a zero sum. This doesn't make a difference. So if they want to engage in this. No. If somebody said your kid should wear a doily on their head when they're riding a bike to protect themselves, you'd go, that doesn't help.
Yes.
It doesn't offer any protection, and it gives them a false sense that they're being protected, and you're spreading this message throughout the land, and other kids are putting doilies on their heads.
Let me remind people that the famous Stanford study, when they looked at all students on bikes, all bike riders on the Stanford campus, 60% mask wearing, 20% helmet.
Right.
There's the doily. They're wearing the doily.
So my feeling with these guys who choose to wear a mask out on the horse trail in modern times, they're not neither here nor there. They're spreading false narratives.
Spreading terror.
And they're scaring the kids that are walking past them.
Yes.
Knock it the fuck off.
Yes.
The article about Dusty Baker wearing gloves should mean he does it because he's scared of COVID, except where it makes no sense and there's no science to back it at all. Not He has pre-existing conditions.
You know, it's
fucking idiots. Yeah, what publication is there's a Sporting News. There's a simple reason why Dusty Baker wears gloves during the Astros game. Gary, do you have any? I can't read it from here.
I haven't perused the whole thing. I just put it up when I got there. But it starts, Dusty Baker carries quite a few accessories with him during games that he manages. He wears sweatbands up and down his arms, along with a Fitbit. He dons an Astros-themed mask for most of Houston's games. When Baker is taking a mask break, he habitually chews on a toothpick and twirls it in his mouth, something he has done for 23 years as a manager. But what about the gloves? Those are a relatively new addition to Baker's wardrobe that came into effect before the 2020 MLB season. Baker has worn several sets of gloves during the Astros' regular season run, but they have come into focus in the postseason. It's easy to understand why, as they stand out when looking at him. Why exactly does he wear gloves? Baker himself hasn't fully explained his decision to wear gloves during Astros games. Baker's wife, Melissa, told the Sporting News that the gloves are a precaution for COVID-19. In July, Baker was asked why he's still wearing a mask during games. He explained it was related to some previous health scares that he has had in the past.
I hope he has obsessive compulsive disorder. And this is just an expression of it. This is an expression of an illness, and that he'd be doing this anyway for germs and blah, blah, blah.
Quote, I still wear a mask because I had cancer 20 years ago and I had a stroke 7 years ago, Baker said per the Houston Chronicle. Some of the fans got on me. Quote, take off your mask. You don't have to wear it, but it's in my best interest to wear it.
Nope.
It's not.
It's in your work.
The Sporting News should go on to explain that it's not effective. That's what I'm saying.
If he wanted to wear an N95 in a closed space with a bunch of dudes,
he's outside at a baseball game.
It's a zero.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at OrderCorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
We're putting our foot down to keep our feet up, like way up, with Lazy Boy. Our phones will be set to Do Not Disturb, our podcast to full volume, and our sofas to recline. After a full day of doing a lot of adulting, the only thing we'll be doing is a lot of nothing. It's all right to take time for our well-deserved lazy time. We, the lazy, are taking back lazy, all from the comfort of our Lazy Boy furniture. Lazy Boy. Long live the lazy.
All right. What else are you thinking about, Drewski?
Well, I was looking at a tweet this morning. I'm going to try to look this guy up. He was – here it is. He was complaining about being on a train in Germany Oh, by the way, I love this cartoon. I'm going to send you this cartoon. I want you to put it up so Gary can see it. So Adam can see it. I'm sorry. But he was complaining about being on a train in Germany and that he was being yelled at to wear a mask at all times. And I thought, oh, that really reminds me of when I was in Germany like a year and a half ago when I had to go buy an N95, walk around the airport to buy an N95 to walk from the entrance to this open-air restaurant. It was in the middle of a sort of fairway, you know, sort of walkway where people are going from terminal to terminal. Mm-hmm. Wide open, not a closed room, giant room. It was actually walled off by a head, like a little sort of planter. And you wait in line right next to people to go maximum 14 feet into the restaurant, generally about 3 feet into the restaurant. Had to go buy an N95 to walk those 3 feet to take it off and eat. And so I was reminded of that. But
why isn't any of this fake news? Misinformation? Why isn't this misinformation?
Well, I would add even something more to this. So at the time, I thought to myself, oh, we have a new California. It's called Germany. Because it really reminded me of the bullshit that was going on here in California. But then when I saw this physician complaining about this morning, I thought to myself, hey, everybody, this is the culture that brought you Nazis. Do you not want to sort of make note that this is the group that really gets into this kind of stuff and maybe we don't want to go down that path? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're so everyone's so preoccupied with Nazis. How about you do that thinking as it pertains to Germany being the most authoritative, most authoritarian, most outside the bounds of what's actually appropriate, and we don't think to ourselves, huh, do we want to be like that? The culture that brings you Nazis and brings you this shit, huh, I wonder.
Well, it's interesting that the most progressive cultures here, it's California, are the people that are willing to throw the Constitution in the garbage to fascists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, just shut down your business, shut down the beaches. It's so – there's something that's bizarre, which is the more progressive a state or a country is, the more willing they are to rip away basic rights.
I wouldn't have predicted that, but they've shown themselves.
Right.
There it is. And, now,
and then accuse everyone else of being, you know, Stalin-esque dictator.
Which is – that's the part I would never have imagined. Accuse other people of being exactly what you have been.
Right. We have a governor who says, you know, come to California. You have the freedom to love. You know what I mean? Except for not on the beaches because he shut the beaches down.
Not on your paddleboard.
No outdoor dining. Like, but we can love who we want to love. But we have to do it while we're locked in our house.
I hope that cloak is being pulled. I hope people understand. They can see through that now. All that stuff. It doesn't have cachet. I'm not sure it does anymore.
People.
But there's asked for amnesty, and so I put this cartoon up there. We can't really read it. Essentially, it's somebody being burned at the stake, and it says, oops, turned out they weren't witches after all as they're being burned. And the one pilgrim at the sideline who's burning the witches yells, mistakes were made on both sides.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes. We burned you at the stake.
Yes.
That's the moment we're in.
Yeah.
People want amnesty for having destroyed people.
Yes.
What if somebody like that I was thinking about it this morning. What if somebody had done that to these people asking for amnesty? Can you imagine how angry they'd be and how crazy they'd be?
Been
the ones that were targeted and not the ones doing the targeting.
Right. Yeah. I've been told many times, keep walking, and my answer is fuck right off. No way. If they were agnostic about their stuff and they minded their own business, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. But they were aggressive. They were threatening people. They're firing people. They were shutting down schools. They were fucking kids up. No. No. Hey. That, you don't keep walking.
No, you
got to
learn. You got to have a consequence. You don't do it again.
Yes.
There can be no possibility of this happening. And you kind of hear them still like kind of liking it and defending it. I'm like, oh, no.
Well,
no,
they
no.
do.
It didn't work.
They do this thing where they're like, nobody knew back then, you know, anything. Like when I was talking to the guy from the doctors, you know what I mean? No, we didn't know. You didn't know? You shut down beaches. You didn't know it was a vector for transmission.
Like, well, when did we start talking about
it? And as I say all the time, if you didn't know, then shut up.
When do you think we first became like nonplussed or not more than concerned, outraged at what they were doing to the beaches and the skateboard parks and things. When do you think that was that we really started going, what the fuck is going on here?
Well,
I'm going to guess.
The second they did it, I said it.
And so that would have been.
I didn't live with it. There wasn't an emulsification process. They shut down in California outdoor dining, and I grabbed my son and went to Tinhorn Flats that night to eat.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I did.
Our version was we went to Dana Point where they weren't enforcing any of this. I ate indoors.
Right.
So come on.
All right. The people that made bad decisions, whether it's shutting down the beaches or defunding the police, there must be consequences.
I'm afraid so.
My point. Let's just say there's nothing punitive about it.
Yeah.
Nothing. Hard feelings.
Yeah.
You have proven yourself to be incompetent.
Yeah.
And your policies are incompetent and reflect that.
You must change
jobs. We cannot have you in the cockpit of this plane anymore.
Yeah.
You know, go to the back and have a drink.
Yeah.
You're a sweet guy. I'll bring you some trail mix. But you're obviously
not
incompetent. What else? You know, when the LA teachers unions are weighing in on something, should we be all ears? They're incompetent.
Right.
That's what's happening. I don't. Of course, it's convenient. Everyone wants to go down to the sports book, put $500 on the Rams, and then when the Rams lose, they want to go. Come on. Just why? Why?
Yeah.
We're even now, aren't we? Even that? No, that's not how life works.
But it's sort of weird that there is that kind of zero gravity feeling about everything these days.
Mm-hmm.
Where nothing has consequence, nothing is real, nothing's meaningful, whatever. That's got to change. That will change. I'm finally seeing that's going to freaking change. So I'm delighted to see that at least.
Yeah, it would be. It would be nice. And and by the way, that article from The Atlantic that's saying, look, we just have to have an amnesty. That one, like. That person's a nut job.
Yes.
She
actually was instrumental in getting schools open. So we should thank her for coming back to sanity. But stay out of this fight, honey.
She's like in the early parts. We all wore masks out on the hiking trail. These were masks I showed myself. Out of, you know, when you make cutoffs, you still have the leg of the gene. I mean, did you read that article? It's insane.
It's not insane because I understand what she's saying and I understand why she would say it. And I'm willing to give her a pass because she has changed course, just like with Dr. Wu. Anybody's willing to – I know. She needs to get smacked for and take responsibility for what she did. But you're welcome here. But no, honey, stay – sorry, Dr. Oster. No.
Who?
Dr. Oster, Emily Oster.
Oh, is that who wrote this article?
Yeah.
She's a doctor, and she sewed her own masks?
I know. Listen, I want to know. Here's what I want to know is when you – and I'm
what's wrong with everybody?
I hate to even say this out loud because I don't want to charge Gary with this. But I would love to know how I reacted when you first brought up the beaches and the sand pits, the skateboard parks.
We bulldozed sand skate parks.
I wonder if I resisted – or if I immediately joined you.
You were a little behind the curve on this stuff with me.
I'm not sure I was behind the curve so much as I was willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, all right, you don't know what you're doing. I get it. You're praying for the worst. We don't know. It's hard to predict the future. All right. And then it was like, oh, fuck. We got to stop this.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Back with a call right after this.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help.
ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
All right, Drewski, you want to hop on a...
Sure.
There's something up here about Tim, 57, Pearl City, Hawaii. Tim?
Get it on.
Get it on,
Adam,
man.
Drew.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys. I'm a big fan, Adam. I listen to your podcast all the time. Mm-hmm. Drew also, so
thanks. Really
nice to talk to you guys. Hey, I got a car question. I have a Drew question.
Mm-hmm.
The car question is probably more pleasant. So, Adam, a while back, I caught you, kind of picked up on you talking a lot about the Acura NSX, which is a car that's always intrigued me. They don't make it anymore. I was wondering if you ever followed up anymore. Did you purchase one or did you ever drive one? What are your thoughts about the Acura NSX?
It's a great car and kind of groundbreaking when it came out in 91. Trying to think what year they came out. They made different iterations of them over the years. They're good. They're kind of a finesse car. You know, they're not a Corvette. They're sort of down on power and up on handling.
Super light, right?
Yeah, mid-engine. And, you know, if you want a kind of a supercar minus, you know, the finicky Italian whatever, then get essentially it's a Honda supercar.
Yeah.
And they keep going up in value, and they're good investments. First year 1990, so says Gary. So
I had an Acura back in those days, and it was the two-door sedan, mm-hmm. and I had a stick version, and it was a very similar setup to the NSX. At least that's what I was sort of going for. The clutches wear out like crazy on those cars. They were otherwise bulletproof. Bulletproof. I went through three clutches or something.
Usually means you're riding it a little wrong or something when you're going through clutches.
They told me, you know, because when I was doing it, they would talk to me. They go, yeah, this is the problem with this car. The clutch engagement is cardboard or something. They have some sort of crazy, paper.
Okay.
And he said, let's check, shit goes out. It wasn't expensive to replace it either, but I kept having to do it.
All right, Tim, question for Drew.
Drew, question for you, please. So my daughter told me a couple weeks ago that she's transitioning and she's been taking testosterone. And I'm going to see her during the holidays. And I'm trying to I need some advice about how to talk to her. I'm concerned that, you know, there are some decisions you make in life which you end up paying for the rest of your life, and I'm concerned about tactfully talking to her and saying, hey, you know, this whole trans thing, it seems kind of like a fad.
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there. How old is she?
She's 26.
Okay. So she's an adult. She can make her own decisions. I would stay. Your approach is sort of right in that you're putting a question mark after things you want to ask. I would ask things like, how does this affect fertility? Have you thought about that? And then say things like, you know, I care so much about you. I'm hearing these stories about people detransitioning. Do you ever worry that you sort of want to go back the other way? And how do you deal with it? So ask just lots of questions about the consequences of the decision she's making. And I think that's a reasonable thing to ask her and make sure she's thinking about these things.
Is it appropriate for me to inquire whether or not this is not really treating a problem, that the problem might be some other maybe deep-seated anxiety or some childhood anxiety?
I don't think that will be perceived as being transphobic. I know you want to try to help her, but I don't. If you can get into conversations about her mental health, that's fine. What you will find is, I'm betting that she had a fair bit of depression, and testosterone is a wonderful treatment for depression. And so oftentimes people feel like this, you know, I was depressed and all of a sudden I feel good. And you might, again, that's room for questioning. Like, is that because of the medicine you're taking? And do you want to be, you're going to be dependent on medicine the rest of your life? How weird. You're going to be dependent on big pharma forever? Huh. But you know, and find out what he's up to. And
you know. Any websites that I could go to, or any source material that I could read?
It's really hard to find sensible middle. You know, I think the main thing that I advocate for is that there be a team taking care of the patient. So the right to the big problem, in my opinion, is doctors not choosing the right patient for the right treatment. And if you have a team, a psychiatrist, a primary care person, a gender specialist, you're more likely to get to the right place with that person. My experience has been sometimes people like your daughter, whom I don't know, but sometimes they end up sort of in a non-binary kind of world. And that can be very satisfying for people.
What's your wife's take on this, or ex-wife?
Yeah, I don't keep in touch with my ex-wife. So, and my daughter, I don't think has a. From what my daughter's told me, she's kind of, you know, doesn't have a good relationship with her either.
Yeah, hey, look, the thing that makes this tough is, it's like when the Bulls were going on their crazy run in the early '90s. All of a sudden, people start walking around with Bulls jerseys everywhere, you know, in North Hollywood. And I was like, you're not from Chicago. You're not a Bulls fan. What's going on? And they're like, oh, no, I love the Bulls. You know what I mean? But it's like, do you love the Bulls? Because you never said anything about the Bulls. And I'm wondering, like, if this was happening to my daughter, my son, I'd go, well, maybe this is an actual expression of how you feel. On the other hand, it seems to be such a trend. Are you just getting caught up in this thing?
Well, you worry that's right. What's happening. You worry about
it. I would, yes.
Absolutely.
But what you will get back is, no, now we can just express it. Now we're free to express it. It's always been the case.
Yes. And by the way, they do – and thanks, Tim. They do this stuff where it's like you know, suicidal rates and blah, blah, blah. They've studied them. It's not. They do this thing where it's like they have this high level of suicide. If you don't let them transition, you can go look that stuff up. It's not what they're saying it is. Because what they do is they go, if you don't let the person do this, then that's a death sentence because of the suicidal rate of people who transition or weren't able to. Look it up, though. A lot of that is cooked.
Talking to Caitlyn Jenner really and people I know that are transgender that are really – it's so clear to me they're doing the right thing for themselves.
Yes.
And so to me, it's – again, my profession –
Well, Caitlyn wanted to be a woman long before it was fashionable.
40 years.
Yes. And was, so that's a pure
– and was having major depressive episodes around it.
That is a – pure driven
example
person.
Yeah. Yes. And she, by the way, is very matter of fact about it. When I've talked to her about it, she just goes, I'm left-handed. It's the same thing. I'm left-handed and I have this thing. Don't make it more than that. And I know other people, you know, in various stages and things. But the But the bothering part for me is that my profession is doing serious surgeries, dangerous medication. And if it's for the right person, for the right reason, I'm all about it.
Right.
But we haven't really established those criteria yet, and that's what worries me.
All right. Coming up to Tucson, December 15th at the Rialto Theater. I'll be doing some stand-up there. Then off to Tempe, December 16th, 17th at the Improv. Go to amcroll.com for everything. Philly, PA, Helium Comedy Club. That'll be January 6th and 7th. And Working Blue with John Popper. We're doing kind of a land cruise.
Nice.
In Dallas at the Sheraton. It's going to be lots going on. Live shows, live pods, live performances with John Popper. And that'll be January 20th through the 22nd. Yeah, Drew, you should see about popping over there, too.
That's what I'd like to do. I really would. My January schedule is wide open. Well, yeah.
All right. Go to amcroll.com for everything. Drew?
I was just thinking about my January schedule being open. I've got a show coming out on Fox, Special Forces, January 4th, two-hour special. Check that out. Check our streaming show out, 3 o'clock Pacific time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and, of course, the Dr. Drew podcast at After Dark. See you there.
So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.